تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد.
Allah favored some of those messengers mentioned to you over others with respect to their revelation, followers and ranks. Some of them Allah spoke to, such as Moses, and others He granted a high rank. Such as Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was sent to the entire humankind as the last of the prophets, and whose nation was preferred over all other communities. Allah gave Jesus, son of Mary, clear miracles confirming his prophethood, such as bringing the dead to life, and curing the leper and the blind, and supported him with the angel Gabriel to give him strength in fulfilling Allah's instruction. If Allah had willed, those that came after the messengers would not have fought amongst themselves after having received clear signs. But they disagreed and were divided. Some of them had faith in Allah, whilst others did not. If Allah had willed, they would not have fought with each other. But Allah does as He wills. He guides whomever He wills to faith through His mercy and grace. And He does not guide whomever He wishes by His justice and wisdom.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullah من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, spend from the different types of permissible wealth that Allah has provided for you before the day of resurrection comes. On that day, there will be no sale, so that a person may buy something of use to him, nor friendship that will be of benefit at a time of difficulty, and no intermediary that will protect him from any harm or bring any benefit unless Allah allows. The disbelievers are in the wrong due to their denial of Allah.
الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
Allah is the one who alone deserves to be worshipped. He is the one who lives perfectly without any death or deficiency. He exists by himself and is not in need of any of his creation. that creation only exists through Him and is always in need of Him. Drowsiness or sleep does not come upon Him due to the perfection of His life and existence. He alone controls the heavens and the earth. No one can intercede before Him without His acceptance and permission. He knows what has happened in the past and what will happen in the future. The creation has no share in His knowledge unless He wills to grant them some of it. His throne covers the vastness of the heavens and the earth. It is not difficult for Him to preserve the heaven and the earth. He is high in His essence and attributes and great in His dominion and authority.
لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم.
No one is forced to enter the religion of Islam, as it is clearly the true religion, and there is no need to force anyone to believe in it. Truth stands clear from falsehood. Whoever rejects all those things that are worshipped besides Allah and frees himself from them, and has faith in Allah alone, has held on to the strongest rope for salvation on the day of resurrection, and which will never break. Allah hears the statements of His servants, knows their actions, and will reward them accordingly. Beneficial points. Allah has given different ranks to the various messengers and prophets in accordance with His knowledge and wisdom. Allah spoke directly to some messengers, such as Moses and Muhammad, peace be upon him. Faith, guidance, disbelief and misguidance are all based on Allah's will and decree. To Him belongs perfect wisdom. If He willed, He would have guided the entire creation. The verse of the throne, verse 255, is the greatest verse in the Quran because of what it mentions within it of the attributes of Allah's lordship, rububiyyah, and that only He has the right to be worshipped, al-uluhiyyah, as well as a clarification of some of His attributes. The act of entering into Islam and becoming a Muslim must be based on sincere acceptance and willingness, because there is no compulsion in the path of Allah. The best way to gain happiness in this world and success in the afterlife is by holding on to the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Allah takes care of those who have faith in Him. He grants them success and victory and takes them out of the darkness of disbelief and ignorance into the light of faith and knowledge. The friends of the disbelievers are Satan and his assistants, who make disbelief seem beautiful to them and who take them from the light of faith and knowledge into the darkness of disbelief and ignorance. They are the people of the fire who will remain there forever. Since Allah mentioned the two groups, He gives an example of each of them in the following verse.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ إذ قال إبراهيم ربي الذي يحيي ويميت قال أنا أحيي وأميت قال إبراهيم فإن الله يأتي بالشمس من المشرق فأت بها من المغرب فبهت الذي كفر والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
O Prophet, do you know about the arrogance of the rebellious one who argued with Abraham about Allah's lordship and oneness? This happened because Allah had given him the power to rule, yet he transgressed and took advantage of his position. Abraham explained to him the attributes of his Lord by saying, My Lord is the one who gives life to the creation and causes them to die. The rebel stubbornly said, I too can give life and cause death. I can kill whomever I wish and pardon whomever I wish. Abraham then put forward another stronger argument by saying to him, The Lord I worship is the one who brings the sun from the direction of the east, so you should bring it from the direction of west. The rebel was shocked and defeated by this strong argument. Allah does not allow wrongdoers to be guided and traverse His path because of their disobedience and rebellion.
أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فأماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه قال كم لبثت قال لبثت يوما أو بعض يوم قال بل لبثت 100 عام فانظر إلى طعامك وشرابك لم يتسنه وانظر إلى حمارك ولنجعلك آية للناس وانظر إلى العظام كيف ننشزها ثم نكسوها لحما فلما تبين له قال أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Or do you know the example of the one who passed by a town in which the roofs had fallen, the walls had collapsed, and the people had died, making it a deserted ruin? This man said in surprise, How will Allah ever bring these people back to life? Allah then caused him to die for a period of 100 years, and then brought him back to life, and asked him, How long were you dead for? He replied, I remained like that for one day or less than a day. Allah then said to him, Actually, you were like that for 100 years. Look at the food you had with you, which has not gone bad in spite of this long period. Look at your dead donkey. I want to make you a clear sign for showing people the power I have to bring them back to life. Look at the bones of the donkey that are scattered. I will lift them, put them together, clothe them with flesh and then give them life again. When he saw this, the reality became clear to him and he realized the power of Allah and said in respect, I know that Allah has power over everything. Beneficial points. The distinguishing feature of the people of faith is that they have guidance and insight from Allah in all their worldly and religious affairs, unlike the people of disbelief. One of the main causes of rebellion is a person being deceived by power and authority, making him blind to his reality. It is acceptable to debate with the people of falsehood in order to explain the truth to them and show them their error. Allah's power is great, and He is able to do anything, including giving life after death.